ज्ञानतिमिरान्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपः कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकम्। वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरुः श्रीयुतपदकमलं श्रीगुरुन् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सहगणरघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवम् साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपादान् सहगणललिता श्रीविशाखान्तांश्च। हे कृष्णकरुणा सिन्धो दीनबन्धो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमस्तुते। तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये। नमो महाबदान्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नामने गौरत्विषे नमः। वाक्षाकल्पतरुभ्यस्य कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। टुडे वी विल बी रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद्भागवतम 9th कैंटो चैप्टर 19 एंड टेक्स्ट श्लोक वी विल रीड टुडे 25। प्लीज रिपीट आफ्टर मी। सतत्र निर्मुक्त समस्त संग सतत्र निर्मुक्त समस्त संग आत्मानुभूत्या विधुत त्रिलिंग परे मले ब्रह्मणि वासुदेवे लेभे गतिं भागवतीं प्रतीतः। सतत्र निर्मुक्त समस्त संग आत्मानुभूत्या विधुत त्रिलिंगः परे मले ब्रह्म ब्रह्मणि वासुदेवे लेभे गतिं भागवतीं प्रतीतः सतत्र निर्मुक्त समस्त संगा आत्मानुभूत्या विदुतत्रिलिङ्गः परे मले ब्रह्मणि वासुदेवे लेभे गतिं भागवतीं प्रतीतः माता जी पढ़ेंगी ना। सह महाराज यजाति तत्र अपवन डूइंग दिस निर्मुक्तः वाज इमीडिएटली लिबरेटेड वाज इमीडिएटली लिबरेटेड फ्रॉम समस्त संगः All contamination, atmanubhutya, simply by understanding his constitutional position, vidhuta was cleansed of trilinga, the contamination caused by the contamination caused by the three modes of material nature sattva-gun, rajo-gun and tamo-gun pare unto the transcendence amale without material contact brahmani The Supreme Lord, Vasudeve, Vasudev, Krishna, the Absolute Truth Bhagavan, Lebhe, achieved gati, the destination. Bhagavati, as an associate of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Pratitaha, famous. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. Jai Srila Prabhupada ki. Because King Jajati completely surrendered unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead Vasudev, he was freed from all contamination of the material modes of nature. Because of his self-realization, he was able to fix his mind upon the transcendence Param Brahman, Vasudev, and thus he ultimately achieved the position of an associate of the Lord. The word vidhuta means cleansed is very significant. Everyone in this material world is contaminated. Karanam gunasangasya. Because we are in material condition, we are contaminated either by satogun, by rajogun, or by tamogun. Even if one becomes a qualified Brahman in the modes of goodness, satogun, he is still materially contaminated. One must come to the platform of Shuddha Sattva, transcending the Sattva Guna. Then one is Vidhuta Trilinga, cleansed of the contamination caused by the three modes of material nature. This is possible by the mercy of Krishna, as stated in Srimad Bhagavatam 1:2:17. Srinvatam swakathah krishnah punya sarvan kirtanah hridyantastho yabhadrani vidhinoti suhritsatam. Sri Krishna, the personality of Godhead, who is the Paramatma, super soul in everyone's heart, and the benefactor of the truthful devotees, cleanses desire for material enjoyment from the heart of the devotee who has developed the urge to hear his message, which are in themselves virtues when properly heard and chanted. A person trying to be perfectly Krishna conscious by hearing the words of Krishna from Srimad Bhagavatam or Bhagavad Gita certainly has all the dirty things cleansed from the course of his heart. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also says, Cheto Darpan Marjanam. The process of hearing and chanting the glories of the Supreme Lord washes away the dirty things accumulated in the core of the heart. As soon as one is freed from all the dirt of material contamination, as Maharaj Jajati was, one's original position as an associate of the Lord is revealed. This is called Swarup Siddhi or personal perfection. Personal perfection. So now here we are almost the culmination of this chapter, just going to end of this chapter. Previously in this chapter and also previous chapter described how Maharaj Jajati become engaged in materialistic sense gratification. That part was a degradation. adhapatan. And it also describes Yajati, first of all in beginning, took the yavan of his youngest son and enjoy material happiness for continuous 1,000 years without any interruption, without any break. Story part, incident we know, how he was engaged in sense gratification, how he got Devyani, many, many years engaged in sense gratification. And then somehow or other, this opportunity was hampered. Shukracharya cursed him to become old person. And then, for time being, he was in such an awkward position, immediately he became old. However, by the mercy of Shukracharya, his grandfather, he was able to restore his youth. How he did? He took the youth, yavan, of his youngest son, Puru Maharaj. He has four sons, four or five sons. Puru was the youngest one. So Maharaj Yajati exchanged his old age, he gave to Puru, and he took his youth to him. And again, he enjoyed materialistic sense gratification for complete 1,000 years without any interruption. But Jajati was not satisfied at all. Rather, he became very much disgusted. All the sense gratification opportunity he was giving, delight for Jajati Maharaj, same sense gratification, become extremely unpleasing for him. He become disgusted with the sense gratification. And he could understand the tukshata, the worthlessness of the material sense gratification, as well as its insignificance, unsubstantial. He could understand this material sense gratification is worthless. It has no any substance in it, and it is insignificant. And also he realized anityata. All the sense gratification, it is not permanent at all. It is temporary for time being. Yehi sansparsaja bhoga dukha yuna evate adyantavantah kaunteya na te shivramate buddha. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Arjun, the material sense gratification or happiness we get due to when our senses comes into touch with sense object, we realize, we experience a certain type of happiness, favorable situation, that sense gratification, sansparsaj bhog. And yahi sansparsaja bhoga dukha yona evate adyanta vanta. But every single sense gratification in this material world, it has a beginning and an end also. Agama payinun, sense gratification comes, does not stay permanently with us, it goes away. Agama apayinun, it goes away. Therefore, the highly intelligent person, na tesu ramate buddha, Shri Shri Krishna Balaram ki, Shri Shri Radha Shyam Sundar Lalita Visakhaji ki, Shri Shri Gaur Nitai ki, Shri La Prabhupada ki. So, na tesu ramate buddha. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, a buddha, intelligent person, vidwan, he doesn't take part in this material delight, happiness. So one point, Maharaj Jajati also understand, he could understand the anityata, The Nitya means is like temporarity of the bhoga and same time all the bhoga, they have no any substance, they are not substantial, no any substance in it. And then at that point, very celebrated subject matter of this chapter, previous chapter, he tells an allegorical story, Rupak Katha, depicting his own degraded situation. He tells the story of goat, chagal. And he was narrating this story to his own dear wife, Devyani. He had intention, he told this story in order to arouse, evoke Bairag detachment. And then, of course, he got detachment. And then, the previous verse, this point, right after telling the story, he narrated the story, he was sitting in the palace, residential palace of his own. And then what happens after? Means he was engaged, entirely engaged in sense gratification, attached in sense gratification. Every single ounce of his energy was engaged for sense gratification. Now he got detachment, disgusted, he became disgusted with sense gratification. And then he tells a story. After that telling a story, he did many things, but yesterday verse was describing Asevitam Varsa Pugan Sarvarga Vishaya Suva. The same Jajati Maharaj, who was engaged for continuous 1,000 years in sense gratification, Chadena Mumuche Niram Jat Paksha Ivadija. Immediately, as soon as he got detachment, renunciation, vairag, immediately he gave Chadena Mumuche Niram. Chadena Mumuche. Within the fraction of second, he gave up all sense gratification. Attachment for sense gratification. And in Srimad Bhagavatam, example is given, Jat Paksha Iva Dvija. Dvij means bird. Pakshi ko dvij kahte hain. That two-time birth forever. First he comes out from the womb of mother as an egg, that first birth. And then after some time, when the egg becomes matured, then mother bird breaks the very cleverly, very nicely, very expertly that egg, and the boy, the baby comes up. And therefore, a bird, pakshi is called dvij. So for time being, the male and female, father and mother, bird, they made a nest, ghosala, in order to give birth to the baby bird. And the, for time being, the birds remains there. But as soon as the wings, feather are grown, immediately the small baby bird runs away, flies away from the, it doesn't stay there. Other for time being, with a very small bird, they make a nest, ghosla, they lay the egg, nourish the child, and as soon as the child, baby bird, wings, feather, grown, immediately, jat paksha iva dija. As a jat paksha, whose wings are grown, has been grown, and the birds flies away from the nest. Similarly, Jajati Maharaj gave up all opportunity for sense gratification. Chadena, chan, within a moment, he did not take much. So that part was jat paksha, he gave up. today's description and then what happened, he called his youngest son, Puru, and he exchanged, he gave youth, Yavan, to his son, and he exchanged, he took back the youth, old age, it was his own old age, he again took back, and then he became free from all contamination. So this was so tatra, same jajati. You can remember the jajati, how he was engaged for sense gratification, how he was attached for his wife and sense gratification. Nirmukta samasta sanga. He became completely, entirely free from all contamination. Vidhuta trilinga. He became completely purified, absolutely purified from all asang sanga, all the attachment, all the for sense gratification, and pare male brahmani vasudeve. Yesterday verse was described how he gave up his sense gratification, and today verse described, 24th this verse described how Jajati Maharaj achieved highest perfectional stage possible in human form of life. कल वर्णन हो रहा था कैसे उन्होंने छोड़ दिया संस्कृत पिक्चर, एंड टुडे डिस्क्रिप्शन अबाउट हाउ ही गॉट हाईएस्ट परफेक्शनल स्टेज पॉसिबल इन ह्यूमन फॉर्म ऑफ लाइफ. लेभे गतिम, ही गॉट द डेस्टिनेशन, सुप्रीम डेस्टिनेशन. भागवतीम, भागवतीम गति, डेस्टिनेशन related to, in regard to the Bhagavan, Krishna. Here, Srila Prabhupada's talk, he got the position of an associate of the Supreme Personality of God. Means, for time being, he executed spiritual life, cultivated his Krishna consciousness in the forest, he went to the forest. His wife also went to the forest. She also got the highest perfectional stage, and Maharaj Jajati also got the highest perfectional stage. So, pare male brahmani vasudeve. So here, how come such a contaminated person, such a degraded person, become completely purified? This verse talks about atmanubhutya, atmanubhuti. Atmanubhuti means brahmopasanaya, by cultivating Krishna consciousness, simply by understanding, realizing his own conceptual position, that a living entity is the eternal servant of Krishna, and his prime duty is to serve Krishna, render devotional service in the lotus feet of Krishna. This part he realized, and this realization, this understanding was so powerful. By simply this understanding, self-realization, brahma bhavanaya atma-bhutya, atma-bhuti means self-realization. He could understand his own constitutional position. As well as Maharaj Jajati was able to understand the supreme constitutional position of Krishna, not only this, he realized the relationship between a living entity and Krishna, relationship between him and Krishna, and also he realized what was his duty towards the Krishna. So brahmanubhutya, brahma upasanaya, स्वरूप साक्षात्कार, बाय कल्टीवेटिंग कृष्ण कॉन्शसनेस, बाय कल्टीवेटिंग प्योर डिवोशनल सर्विस इन द लोटस फीट ऑफ कृष्ण, ही वाज बाय ब्रह्म रियलाइजेशन ही बिकम्स कंप्लीटली प्यूरिफाइड, एंड बाय कल्टीवेशन ऑफ कृष्ण कॉन्शसनेस ही अचीव्ड, ही गॉट ભાગવતિમ ગતિમ. ગતિ મીન્સ ડેસ્ટિનેશન, ભાગવતી મીન્સ વિચ ઇઝ રિલેટેડ ટુ કૃષ્ણ કન્સર્નિંગ ભાગવતીમ ગતિ. હી ગોટ ધ પાર્ષદત્તમ, હી ગોટ ધ હી બીકમ એસોસિએટ્સ પાર્ષદ ઓફ લોર્ડ. દિસ ઇઝ કોલ્ડ હાઈસ. સો પ્રભુપાદજી હિયર ઇન ધીસ પર્પસ ટોક્સ અબાઉટ હાઉ વી કેન ગેટ દેટ પરફેક્શનલ સ્ટેજ. શ્રીલ પ્રભુપાદ ઇન ધીસ પર્પસ ટોક્સ અબાઉટ ઇમ્પોર્ટન્સ ઓફ હિયરિંગ. અવર હાર્ટ વુડ બી કમ્પ્લીટલી પ્યુરિફાઈડ, અનર્થ નિવૃત્તિ, ઇફ વી ડેવલપ્ડ એફિનિટી, ટેસ્ટ, રુચિ, ઇગરનેસ, જિજ્ઞાસા અબાઉટ ધ હિયરિંગ ધ પાસ્ટ ટાઈમ ઓફ લોર્ડ કૃષ્ણ, હિયરિંગ નેમ ઓફ કૃષ્ણ. તો હિયર ડિસ્ક્રિપ્શન અબાઉટ પ્રભુપાદ હે કોટેડ શ્રીયતામ સ્વકથા કૃષ્ણ પુણ્ય શ્રવણ કીર્તન હૃદંતસ્થો હે ભદ્રાણી વિધુનોતિ સુહૃતતામ. શ્રુણતામ સ્વકથા કૃષ્ણ, વેન કૃષ્ણ સીઝ દેટ સમ ડિવોટી હેઝ ડેવલપ્ડ ટેસ્ટ, રુચિ, એફિનિટી ફોર હિયરિંગ કૃષ્ણ કથા, આર હી ઇફ એ ડિવોટી સમ એ લિવિંગ એન્ટિટી એન્ગેજ હિમસેલ્ફ ઇન ધ હિયરિંગ એન્ડ ચાન્ટિંગ, દેન કૃષ્ણ બિકોઝ હી ઇઝ ઓલવેઝ સિચ્યુએટેડ ઇન ધ હાર્ટ ઓફ એવરી સિંગલ લિવિંગ એન્ટિટી એઝ પરમાત્મા, હૃદયંતસ્થ હ્ય ભદ્રાણી. તો વોટ એવર ધી ઇમ્પ્યોરિટી, અભદ્ર, ભદ્ર મીન્સ અસ્પિશિયસ, અભદ્ર મીન્સ ઇનઅસ્પિશિયસ, વોટ એવર ઇનઅસ્પિશિયસનેસ, ઇનઅસ્પિશિયસ ડિઝાયર ફોર સેન્સ ગ્રેટિફિકેશન ઇઝ દેર ઇન એની હાર્ટ, સિન્સ કૃષ્ણ ઇઝ દેર ઇમિડિયેટલી ક્લિન્સ દેર. શ્રીણતામ સ્વકથા કૃષ્ણ પુણ્ય શ્રવણ કીર્તન હૃદયંતસ્થ હે ભદ્રાણી વિધુનોતિ સુહૃતતામ. તો કૃષ્ણ, વેન કૃષ્ણ સીઝ દેટ એ ડિવોટી ઇઝ વેરી મચ ઈગર, હી હેઝ ડેવલપ એફિનિટી, હી હેઝ ડેવલપ ટેસ્ટ ઇન હિયરિંગ એન્ડ ચાન્ટિંગ ઓફ કૃષ્ણ ગ્લોરીઝ ઇમિડિયેટલી, સિન્સ કૃષ્ણ ઇઝ દેર ઇન ધ હાર્ટ ઓફ એવરી લિવિંગ એન્ટિટી, હી ક્લિન્સ ઇમિડિયેટ ધ હાર્ટ. That in Bhagavad Gita also Krishna, tesam evanu kamparthaṁ aham agyān yam tamah nāśayāmi ātma bhāvasto gyān dīpena bhāsvatā. By gyān dīp, by the Krishna lits a brilliant lamp in the heart of a living entity, a devotee, and gyān dīpena bhāsvatā, immediately his heart becomes completely purified, completely illuminated. Then he can see everything as it is. So, hearing is most important aspect if someone wants to revive his Krishna consciousness. And then how we can get taste, how ruchi develops, taste develops in our heart ફોર કૃષ્ણ કથા. ઇન ભાગવત સુસુસો શરદધાનસ્ય વાસુદેવ કથા રુચિ શ્યાન મહત સેવયા વિપ્રા પુણ્ય તીર્થ નિષેવણાત. સુત ગોસ્વામી ટોક્સ અબાઉટ હાઉ વી કેન ડેવલપ ટેસ્ટ, રુચિ, એફિનિટી ફોર કૃષ્ણ કથા. શ્યાન મહત સેવય, બાય rendering devotional service to the mahat, a devotee. When we render practical service in the lotus feet of a devotee, then we develop taste for Krishna katha. Shyan mahat sevaya vipra punya tirtha nishevada. And other the punya tirtha nishevada. पुण्य तीर्थ, इफ वी सर्व पुण्य तीर्थ धाम ऑन दिस मेटेरियल वर्ल्ड, लॉर्ड अपियर्स एंड डिस्प्लेस पास्ट टाइम डिफरेंट प्लेस दैट कॉल तीर्थ आर धाम. वेन वन पर्सन सर्व धाम पुण्य तीर्थ आर ही विजिट गोज इन पुण्य तीर्थ एंड हियर देयर इन द तीर्थ अबाउट द कृष्ण, देन ही डेवलप्स अफिनिटी अटैचमेंट फॉर कृष्ण कथा. कृष्ण कथा बाई एसोसिएशन हाउ वी कैन डेवलप टेस्ट फॉर भागवत बाई द मर्सी ऑफ ए भागवत डिवोटी. दे आर टू भागवत, टू टाइप ऑफ भागवत. एक भागवत बड़ भक्ति रस शास्त्र. वन भागवतम इज द बुक भागवतम विच इज भक्ति रस शास्त्र विच इज रस मेलोज ऑफ डिवोशनल सर्विस इज स्क्रिप्चर एंड आर भागवत एंड देर इज अनदर भागवत दैट इज भक्त भक्ति रस पाक. भक्त इज द रिसिपिएंट ऑफ द रस पात्र. सो एक भागवत बड़ भक्ति रस शास्त्र. एक भागवत है किताब, दूसरा भागवत कौन है? आर भागवत. आर में दूसरा आर भागवत कौन है? भक्त. भक्त क्या? भक्ति रस पात्र. ही इज द पात्र कंटेनर ऑफ द भक्ति रस. ऑल द भक्ति रस रस मेलोज ऑफ डिवोशनल सर्विस इमोशन ऑफ डिवोशनल सर्विस रिसाइड्स इन द हार्ट ऑफ ए डिवोटी. सो हियर इन श्रीमद् भागवतम सुत गोस्वामी डिस्क्राइब दैट सो सर्दधानस्य वासुदेव कथा रुचि व्हेन समवन engage himself attentively and with faith and ruchi with faith and sardha he engage himself in sarvan and kirtan, then since Krishna is there in the heart of the devotee, the heart of that person, immediately Krishna cleans his heart. Cleansing heart means that his heart becomes purified from all inauspicious desire for sense gratification. That is impurity of the heart. We have developed attachment for sense gratification. That is all considered very inauspicious thing in your heart. That is impurity of heart. So when Krishna says that sees that if someone is eager to, he have developed jigyasa, inquisitive for hearing and chanting, immediately Krishna comes in the heart of a devotee. Of course, he is situated in the heart of a devotee. He cleans away. Tat satatra, so pare male brahmani vasude. How he was able to pare male? He was able. Maharaj Jajati was able to completely concentrate his mind. Pare amale brahmani vasudeve. He concentrated, he fixed his mind, all senses, in the lotus feet of Lord Krishna, and then he get lebhe gatim, bhagvatim gatim lebhe, which is, he become the associates of Lord, he become completely free from this repeated cycle of birth and death, he become self-realization, realized person, he become self-realized, he got self-realization, become self-realized, and then he got the highest perfectional stage possible in human form of life. So this was the, so previously he was such a degraded person, but eventually. So here I should stop. We have few minutes for question and answer. If you have any question or comment, you are most welcome.
Thank you. The next instruction also compares Srila Prabhupada's teachings is that talk about seven defense. To commit sinful activities and expect the chain of all beings. And then we see in the purport, in the translation before this one, where he talks about he was enjoying sinful gratification, but we read in this translation, he completely surrendered. It kind of like, how do we explain it? How do we understand it? How do we logically explain it?
थोड़ा सन्ना जी का सुना है, हम नहीं पढ़े. आप थोड़ा हिंदी में बता दिए क्या कहा है, हम तो समझ नहीं. हाउ जजाति महाराज गॉट डिटैचमेंट, हाउ ही डेवलप्ड बैराग, दिस वाज योर क्वेश्चन. क्या क्या अवसर अबाउट जजाति महाराज, ही डिड नॉट कमिट एनी सिंफुल एक्टिविटी. धर्म विरुद्धो भूतेषु कामोस्मि भरतर्षभ. ही वॉज इंगेज इन सेंसिटिफिकेशन बट सेम टाइम्स बी श्योर दैट ही वॉज नॉट इंगेज इन सिंफुल एक्टिविटी. वट ही वॉज इंजॉइंग दैट वॉज अकॉर्डिंग टू रिलीजियस प्रिंसिपल. इन फर्स्ट कांटो ऑफ श्रीमद्भागवतम when description how Parikshit Maharaj appeared, when Maharaj Parikshit took birth in the palace of Yudhishthir Maharaj, that time many Brahmanas came and they were talking, they saw the horoscope of the child, baby boy, child, Parikshit Maharaj, and one prediction about the child, that is this Jajati Riva Dharmika. Maharaj Yudhishthir, Arjun, your grandson will become equally dharmic, religious person as Maharaj Jajati. So Jajati was engaged in sense gratification, no doubt. But that sense gratification, bhoga, why supported, it was not against the religious principle. So he was not engaged in sinful activity. Dharma, dharma abhiruddho, a sense gratification, especially sex life, if it is not contrary to religious principle, Krishna says it is opulent, it is vibhuti of myself. So Jajati Maharaj, be sure, Jajati Maharaj was not, he never ever a single, committed even a single sinful activity. Though still it was big degradation completely, all senses were completely engaged in sense gratification, forgetting Krishna. How he was able to develop such a taste for devotional service, so much so that he got the highest possible perfectional stage in human form of life. In commentary, one commentator talked about while Maharaj Jajati was engaged in sense gratification, oh, he was also king, so he heard about Ambarish Maharaj. King, they always hear about that king, that he was one point some Brahmana came in and he was describing a glorious position of Ambarish Maharaj. And then he got whole description, he heard how Jajatim, how Ambarish Maharaj was engaged in devotional service. By hearing that activities of pastime of Maharaj Ambarish, he also developed this taste. He also hankering, he started to repenting about his position, and then he engaged in devotional service. So simply by hearing the activity of a previous saintly king, Ambarish Maharaj, so that become, he changed whole by simply hearing that pastime activity of Ambarish Maharaj, his course of direction immediately completely changed and he become devotee. I mean he become Krishna consciousness. Previously he was bhoga conscious. He was not sinful person for sure. He was bhoga conscious. As every single ounce of his energy was engaged for cultivating or enjoying the materialistic happiness. And when he got the understanding, realization, then he summoned every single ounce, every single milliliter of his energy, and completely was dedicated, engaged in the service of Krishna. That is the reason why he got Bhagavatim Gatim, Bhagavati Gati, destination of Bhagavati. Means, Prabhupada here translates, highest perfectional stage possible for a living entity, and that is Parshadatva. He became one of associates of Lord Krishna. Parsad, kinsman. ठीक है आप आज कुछ कमेंट बताइए करभाजन प्रभु टुडे वॉज नॉट अलाउड टू क्वेश्चन रेदर कमेंट आर करेक्शन आर सम एलोबरेशन सर्वस्व चाहम हृदय सन्निवेश कृष्ण से ट्वाइस इन भगवद गीता अहम सर्वस्व कैसे हाँ कृष्ण से ईश्वर सर्वभूता नाम हृदय से अर्जुन तिष्ठते यू आर टेलिंग दैट कृष्ण इज सिचुएटेड इन हार्ट ऑफ एवरी सिंगल लिविंग एंटिटी Again, please. In other heart, Krishna is residing in your heart, and in our heart there is also innumerable, inauspicious desire is also sitting next to Krishna here. Yes, he does. तेषाम अनुकंपार्थम अहम अज्ञान जम तम नाश्यामि आत्मभाव सु ज्ञान दीपेन भाषता कृष्ण ऑफकोर्स ही इज सिटिंग देयर फॉर दिस पर्पस ही इज सिटिंग देयर इन सिचुएटेड इन योर हार्ट ही वॉन्ट्स टू एराउज ऑस्पिशियस डिजायर शुभ इच्छा एंड ही वॉन्ट्स टू डिस्ट्रॉय ऑल इनऑस्पिशियस डिजायर फॉर सेंस ग्रेटिफिकेशन For that reason, that is only mission Krishna is there. Just he also is by Kuntha, but same time as a Paramatma, he is residing in the heart of every single living entity.
So by
that
time he can
do. Yes. And he did, like here, for Jati Maharaj. Okay, so.
You said that
In beginning he was in Krishna was in heart, but when he was engaged in sense gratification, Krishna was like neutral, indifferent. Okay, go ahead. But when he inclined, he moved his face towards the Krishna, then Krishna becomes very active. Now I have to do that mission, I have to do the work. And immediately he destroyed, purified from all inauspicious material desire.
So this is before you died?
Before he was not active. Not so much active. Basic information he was giving. Matta smritir gyan mapoharam cha. Basic things, how can we survive, how can destroy of karma. Basic instruction Krishna gave. Sarvasya chaham hridishan niveshto matta smritir gyan mapoharam cha. Whatever smriti, remembrance is there, reason is Krishna. Which is something remember, it is not our own power, personal power to remember anything. In order to remember, okay, we can remember, Krishna helps, he gives the remembrance, the memory. And when Krishna wants to apohanam cha, forget us. And whatever information we are here, that is also by the mercy of Paramatma. Okay. Śrīla Prabhupāda ki grantha śrīmad-bhāgavatam ki